Thank God for the good song. I'm glad there is. Praise God. Amen. A place that the Lord, amen, has His people's name. The Bible said it's the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. All the redeemed of God, all that's been born again as they sung about, amen's in the book. Thank God. And that's right. It can't be blotted out. It can't be taken away. It's sealed. Amen. So we're sealed until the day of redemption to this body. Amen. It'll take on a new body. Amen. I thank the Lord for that tonight. I bless His good name. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad. Thank God that I've been saved. Amen. Buddy, it excited me when I got saved. I'm telling you, thank God it's still good tonight. Amen. To know God, to know the salvation of the Lord. What else matters as far as eternity? Friend, I'm telling you, it's being saved. Amen. A lot of people's caught up in this world today. Thank God all this... and saved. Amen. Whether you've been born again, whether you've been saved, by the grace of God, nothing else matters. Amen. But the grace of God through Jesus Christ. I'm thankful for that. Thank God I'm glad I'm in. What about you? Amen. Buddy, I'm telling you, thank God it's a light today. Thank God. Peter said, stir up your pure minds by the way of remembrance. We need to remember, thank God, what the Lord had done for us. Amen. If we want a good spirit, you got to pull it under the wheel in your heart. Amen. Drop the bucket. Thank God and get some water in it. Amen. Thank God. We bring that remembrance back. Thank God. The Bible said, in our inner being. Thank God, out of our belly shall flow the rivers of living water. Thus He spake of the Holy Spirit has sent us tonight. Thank God, through the power of God, through His work in my heart. Thank God, one day, under the drawing power of the Holy Ghost, thank God He brought me to Christ. Friend, it's not myself. Amen. That's not of yourself. It's of the gift of God. Thank God that God, my friend, His goodness and mercy. Amen. On this sinner like me. Amen. Thank God. It's a way in my heart through the power of the preached gospel. Amen. It changed me inside out. Amen. I'm glad. Thank God I'm on the inside. Thank God a new man. Amen. Like the old song said, my friend looked the same and wear some of the same old clothes. But thank God on the inside there's a new man. And therefore if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I'm glad for that tonight. Thank God. Amen. He made me a new creature, friend. Thank God there's nothing else that matters. Amen. When a man comes to die, friend, he's been saved. I've been born again. Thank God. I look in the Bible tonight in Mark chapter number 4. And the Bible said, here, hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And so Jesus, I thank God, was the sower. Amen. And the seed was the Word of God. The Bible said, and the sower soweth the Word. And so He's giving a picture here of the ground. Amen. The souls. Amen. There's three things in this text. Thank God, there's the sower, and there's the seed, and there's the soil on the ground. Amen. Jesus likened unto this of men hearing the gospel, hearing the Word of God. Amen. Jesus likened that sowing to the preaching of the Word of God. And He talked about the soul. Amen. The ground of the soul, friend. Amen. That's what He's talking about. What kind of reception, thank God, that it had. Amen. What kind of reception did your heart have? The soul's the type of the heart, picture of it. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, for that. But I look at this thing tonight. Jesus, amen, talking to multitudes here. Amen. Said now the seed was sown, and He gave four types of ground, and He also, thank God, showed what brought forth from that ground. Amen. That the reception of the Word of God. Amen. Did it not say in Acts chapter 9, number two, they that what gladly received the word were baptized. Amen. Gladly received it on the ground. Amen. Can I tell you this? Ain't no ground God can't break. Amen. Ain't no ground the gospel can't get a hold of. Amen. Friend, I'm telling you, thank God. There's nothing impossible with Him. Amen. We need to sow. I mean, Galatians said sow and you shall reap. Amen. The Ecclesiastes writer said, cast your bread on the water and it'll come back to you. Amen. And it will, friend. Amen. Thank God. What we sow is what we reap. He that soweth sparingly shall reap sparingly. He that soweth bountifully shall reap bountifully. Amen. We're in the sowing business. Thank God, friend. I think about, amen, them Sunday school teachers here in the church. And brethren, listen, as I was growing up, I did go to Sunday school and heard some, amen, record and stories about Christ. Amen, I didn't understand then. I didn't think about getting any truth in me then. Amen, but they was sowing on that heart of that little child. Amen, that's what they do here, thank God. I think about a grandma or grandpa or daddy and mama. Thank God that sowed that seed on the ground of that child, friend. It's sad today. There's some children never go to the house of God. There's some children never enter in where the gospel's preached under the authority of the Word of God. Most of the day, my friend, amen, sit home when it comes to preaching. Amen. They'll take them to ball games. They'll take them to the movie theaters. They'll take them everywhere the world's got. But when it comes down to preaching, amen, they won't bring them. And I'm telling you, the preaching that I do, and amen, in this day and time, and a lot of preachers, amen, it's become outdated to the ears of men. They'd rather hear philosophy. They'd rather hear, my friend, a Baptist cheerleader, amen, than a man of God tell them like the book says. I just want to tell you tonight what I believe. I believe preaching is the method that God gets this word out. How shall they hear without a preacher? And I'm going to tell you this too. Can I tell you this? Amen, friend. Not many people want preaching today. They don't want authority. They don't want the word preached. Amen. They'd rather have teachers. Wonder why Paul told Timothy to preach the word. Amen. He I know we need teaching. Hey, God, we preach and then teaching comes in it. He said preach the word. Amen. He didn't say give them a talk. Amen. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Or approve, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure a sound doctrine about their own lust. Shall they heed themselves teachers, having itching ears? Amen. Turn their ears from the truth unto fables. Amen. That's right. Stories. They make me feel good. What do you think all these? Amen. A lot of these assemblies is built off the day. That's rose up in grocery stores and having multitudes running to it. It's because it's itching their ears. They don't want authority. It's all deals with preaching authority. They'd rather have a man up our friend. Amen. Look like he come out of the, thank God, a tanning bed. Amen. And get up and just talk a little bit. And my friend's music sounds like it come out of the world. It has no Holy Ghost effect on them. Amen. Friend, I'm telling you, when God saved me, He put the Spirit of God in me. Amen. I never have went to school to learn nothing. Amen. But thank God, I'm not saying that it's wrong to go to some school to learn some things about the Bible. But brethren, listen, God is my teacher. I didn't go to learn to preach. Amen. I don't know how unless God unctionizes me to preach. And Jesus, friend, was the greatest preacher that ever lived. Amen. He preached. Amen. The Bible said that's what he done after he was baptized. He began to preach what? Repentance, which is a dying doctrine in this day. Repentance means there's a sorrowful sin and a willingness to turn from it unto God who you offended and accountable to. And brother, I'm telling you this tonight, it's sad. In the day we're in, they've got so educated that they know more than God does. Hey, brother, listen. The Holy Ghost is the only one that can preach. You must be born again. Amen. You've got to have a new birth. Amen. You've got to be born again like they sung. Amen. Born again. Born twice. Born from above. You've got to have it. If you don't, you'll perish in your sin. Amen. People don't like it, but it's the truth. Jesus told them in John 8, if you believe not on me, ye shall die in your sin. And they're dying in their sins today. They're not delivered from sin. But Jesus said he shall save his people from their sin. And that's the way he does. He saves from sin. Amen. Thank God I'm not what I ought to be, but I'm surely not what I used to be. Amen. Thank God he gave me a new desire in my soul. Amen. To walk God. Amen. I'm telling you, the sower went the sow. Amen. He sowed the seed. Amen. I'm glad he sowed my way the seed. Amen. Incorruptible seed. Amen. The Bible said that we're born again by. And he said there were four types of ground. And one of them, my friend, was a hard ground. Amen. Their heart was hardened. Amen. Friend, it fell on the ground. Amen. The fowls of the air come and ate it up. Ain't God a thing. He said that interpretation is Satan friend stole the word or called the word away from that man that heard it, lest he be saved. Thank God he took it away. Amen. Think about this. How'd Satan do that? Satan done it because it did not get in. Thank God, my friend, even though it got in their ears, it didn't get in their heart. And Satan catched the word away. He used a lot of different avenues to do so. Amen, friend. I'm telling you, I've seen people, thank God, get profession. But my friend, they did not last because the devil took the word away. Amen. The Bible said, it's thy word, amen. I preach the word. The word's the power. The word is Christ. The word is the truth. Amen. The devil, my friend, I'm telling you this, he's amongst the congregation. And he's trying, my friend, his best to hinder people from hearing the word. And when they don't have no God heart of it, amen, it's just, my friend, hard, amen. A hard heart in this day. A cold heart in this day. Amen, they have no list to do it. They fell in their nails. Ain't God looking at their telephones. Amen, friend. Ain't God, they looking around. Ain't interested in the gospel. It's because their heart's hard. And if the word of God is sown, it's sown by the devil. And they live like that, friend. I'm telling you this tonight. The soul of a hard heart. Ain't God, it'll never bring forth fruit. Amen. Then there's a heart, brother, listen. It's very shallow. We live in a shallow day. Amen. You can't preach some things because it's a season of my friend, of people in this day. Amen. They have no understanding. Thank God. Hosea said, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. They don't have no knowledge of God. Judges 2 and 10 said, there's a generation that rose that knew not the Lord. That's sad, but it's true. We live in a generation. Amen. Not all of them think God, but the majority of them has no knowledge of God. Paul said to the Corinthians, I speak this to your shame. Amen. They live the way they want to. Thank God, you can't tell them from man and woman and this transgender day and all that's going on. And friend, men want to look like women and women want to look like men. It's sad, but it's true. But I'm glad, brother, the Bible said, amen, such words. Some of you. Amen. Thank God he washed them. As people, thank God, been brought out of my friend, very sinful acts. And we is all very sinful. But God done
miracles in us. And God saves sinners. Amen. Ain't nothing too hard for God. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, thank God He saved. Amen. Bless His name. Amen to God. Amen and amen. But that shallow ground, it looks good. They like it at first. Amen. But brethren, they had no depth. They had no deep conviction. They had no inward depth of the Word of God. And they, my friend, left a little while. Amen. Tell you, they love you preaching. They love the church. But brethren, they can't be found nowhere now. It's because the Word offended them, friend. Amen. Listen, friend. The Word of God ought not offend us. It ought to help us. Amen. There might be things that in my life, in your life, that the man of God preaches about, but it's good for us. It might not settle good with the flesh, but it's good for your spirit. Amen. That you might grow thereby. The Word of God's got to get in where you at. Amen. And the shallowness of this day is just shallow. And going out and, my friend, and causing all these professions. Amen. Trying to get people to make a profession. Instead of, my friend, the Holy Ghost working on them. Thank God. Well, they get our conviction. Amen. Get under that load of sin. Amen. This ain't repeat after me. Amen. Or, my friend, take them down a Roman road and give them, my friend, ain't got a prayer to repeat. I ain't against the book of Romans, but praise God, let's do it right. Thank God, Romans 5 and 8. Amen. He commanded love toward us. Amen. Thank God he's talking about the church people there. That's in the church verse for the saint. Amen. Even though Christ died for sin, you can tell them that he died for sin, and it was their sin. Amen. And they accountable for their sin. The problem of humanity is they want an easy way out, but there ain't no easy way. There's one way, and that's repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And you can't take a verse of Scripture and make it into a plan that you want. Salvation's in Christ, and we've got so shallow, amen, nobody knows much about real salvation. And the Holy Ghost working for bringing a man to Christ instead of, our friend, a profession without any life in it. Amen. That's what's happened in this day. Jesus is talking about it. He said, yeah, they said that they received the Word with joy. But it wasn't no depth in it. And because there wasn't no depth in it, there was nothing brought forth. There was no fruit. And no evidence that a man ever got saved. Amen. I rejoice that anybody gets saved. I mean, I rejoice, thank God, if a man gets saved, I rejoice. Amen. I mean, I'm going to shout like the, thank God he said there's joy in heaven. Over one sinner more than over 99 that need no repentance, there's joy in heaven. Amen. Over one man that's saved. Amen. I think we'll rejoice over it. I mean, I think we've got a problem today. Amen. When you can't find them, ain't got a year later. Amen. And they ain't got no desire for God. Amen. I've been saved now for 36 years. That's right, praise God. And I'm telling you this, son, I've been through the battle. I've been through testings. I've been through doubts and troubles. Amen. I'll tell you, the only way I'm standing here tonight is the grace of God. It ain't in me. It ain't no performance of mine. There's no human performance. Amen. It's the grace of God and the Holy Spirit. Amen. My friend, in me. Thank God. And the grace of God favored me. Amen. Brother, and I'm telling you, I preached the other day about them disciples out on that ship. And Peter said, I'm going fishing. He took six with him. You'll always take somebody when you're discouraged and leave the place you ought to be. But thank God for Jesus being on the shore. Amen. I tell you, friend, I would not be here tonight. I would not live for God. I would not, my friend, be where I ought to be had it not been, thank God for Jesus, keeping me by His power and grace. Amen. Standing on my shore when I go astray in my mind and heart. Amen. And ask me what I got in my net. And they didn't have nothing in the net. Thank God, but I'm telling you, when He told them to put them on the right side, thank God the fish got in the net. I'm telling you, thank God, you ain't gonna do no good fishing without Jesus. Amen. And you won't do no good doing it in your own strength neither. Amen. It's in Him tonight. And there ain't no man can boast on anything. I cannot have no boastings in my human performance in anything I've done. All my boastings is in the cross of Calvary in Jesus Christ. Amen. Paul said, in my flesh doing no good thing. Anything about me is just going to be Christ. Amen. Then they'll look at that other ground. Thank God it was that thorny ground, them thorns. It said this, it said it choked out the Word. The cares of this life, the lust of the world. Amen. Thank God it choked out the Word. Amen. They're more concerned about their finances. They more concerned about, my friend. Amen. What? Amen. Worldly practicing, entertain. Amen. It's a sad day, Brother Lester. What we've done in this day, we've let, amen, the world come into church. Amen. Listen, that word choke means this. It can mean strangle. But it also can mean it crowds out the Word. There's so many people in the and things of this world that crowds out the Word. And it chokes them, friend. They can't retain the Word. It brings no fruit. Amen. Listen, thank God the hard ground, the shallow ground. And then, my friend, we got, thank God, the thorny ground. And the thorny ground. Amen. Thorns always a picture of the curse. Amen. And people so ate up in the world. They attend the church. But they have no life with God. They just live their own way when they leave the church house. That's no life with God. That ain't salvation. I don't believe a bit of it, friend. I don't believe a bit of it. I believe a man gets saved, he'll have God with him all the time. Amen. That's exactly right. Don't have no prayer. Don't have no devotion with God. Have no commitment with God. No Holy Ghost in them. And they got a profession, but the Word's been choked out. The world's choking out. Amen. Look at all the things going on in this world. It's choked the Word out of people. Amen. Friend, they'd rather have dollars and they would the divine touch of God. They'd rather have, my friend, the worldliness. Amen. In this world than have the touch of God. They'd rather have nothing, have God. Amen. You can't serve two masters. It's just, you say, how tight is it, preacher? Thank God it's tight. Amen. That's right, son. Jesus, thank God. His children, praise God. Amen. If you're a father, you got children, you desire for them to obey you. Amen. How much more shall the Son of God desire His children to obey Him and walk by the faith of the Son of God? Amen. Thank God. And I'm telling you, He'll chastise His own. Amen. My daddy chastised me. My mama chastised me. Amen. We tried to teach our children. There's some chastisement in it. Amen. But I'm telling you this, friend. Are you listening? Thank God tonight. Are you hearing me? I'm telling you, friend, love you. Don't chastise them. Amen. This day, but I'm telling you, chastisement is only because they love them. Amen. And teach them. It's all. Listen, chastisement to a child is in the part of teaching them and disciplining them that they might, thank God, bear fruit of holiness. That's the whole thing of life, friend. God, amen, has blessed me so much. Thank God, I'm glad He loves me. Amen. He loves you if you're saved tonight. If you're lost tonight, thank God you don't know about the love of God. Amen. And I'm telling you, if you ever meet Him, thank God you'll know He loved you. Amen. I can tell you tonight, Jesus loves you. Amen. But don't mean nothing until you know Him. But God, friend, I'm telling you, you've got to see He loved you so much. Amen. He gave His life for you. Thank God. He gave His only begotten Son. Thank God, but I'm telling you, the thorns of this world choked it out. Amen. And then I'll say this, the good ground. Thank God, that's the ground the seed fell into. Amen. It got into that ground. Amen. When did the seed get in, preacher? Well, that day you heard the gospel. There was sowing going on. In the Sunday school, sowing. In the preaching, sowing. I mean the sowing of the Word of God. In that grandma praying. All kind of sowing seed of the gospel. Amen. But that Holy Ghost, one day came under the authority and power of the gospel preached your heart. And God got a hold of you and my friend dealt with your heart. And you finally seen that you weren't lost. Amen. You're going to have to see that you are lost. Amen. It's the sad and loneliest word in the vocabulary. That I am lost. Amen. That's only done by the Holy Ghost. When you see you're lost, a fear will grip your soul. Amen. You'll see, my friend, that you're going to hell without God, without hope. But God don't do that until He, my friend, when the gospel gets a hold of you, God does that. Amen. But God just don't do it. God does it to show you who you are. And you're a sinner and you're lost. Amen. You're lost. That's right. And God, amen, in return, my friend, shows you, and God, that you don't have to be lost. He come to save. Amen. And He lets you know, thank God, that Christ came to save. Seek and save the lost. Amen, brother. And listen, I remember that day. Thank God I got lost. But brother, it wasn't long enough. I couldn't live under that load. I got saved. He saved me from sin by the power of God. He come into me. Thank God. That's what salvation is. It's Christ coming into you. And God is Lord and Savior. And washing your sin away. And giving you eternal life. Amen. That's the ground. Thank God. That bears fruit. Amen. That's right. Hey, God, you need to look in your life, friend. Amen. You need to take a look at your life. Don't look at my life. Don't look at your wife's life. Don't look at your husband's life. Don't look at your children's life. Look at your own life. Amen. What kind of spiritual fruit is born through the Holy Ghost in your life? If you ain't got none, that's because you don't have God. Because, brethren, listen. Thank God, they said they bear 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. But listen, I'm not going to magnify or talk about the amount. I'm just talking about bearing fruit. Amen. Thank God. I'll let God judge that. God can judge what kind of an amount of fruit it is. Amen. But I'm telling you this, friend, there will be fruit in your life if you saved. It'll be fruit in your life. Amen. Thank God, friend, you ain't going to get saved and not have no fruit in your life. Amen. And that fruit's manifest. I mean, you go up to an apple tree, so that's an apple tree, praise God. Amen. This is an orange tree, praise God. You know what kind of tree it is. Amen. There might not be as much fruit on one tree as the other, but there's fruit on it because it identifies what kind of tree it is. And brother, and I'm telling you this, thank God, if you saved, everyone's trying to break out on you. Amen. We had a good meeting other Sunday night. Thank God it got good in here. And it broke out, thank God, on people. Amen. The good Holy Ghost. Thank God flowing through people. Amen. Praise God. I'm just telling you, thank God, Sunday morning, I felt the power of God and moved. Amen. Sunday night, that is such a good friend. Amen. That good Holy Ghost. Amen. That's in an individual saved. It'll flow out of you one way or another. Whether it thank God, it's with grace and testimony. Amen. Praise God. Testify. Amen. Shouting the victory. Thank God there'll be some emotion, friend. I'm telling you, I'm not saved by emotion, but it'd be hard to say, man, my friend saved without having. Amen. That's right. It's by faith alone. I know that, but faith. Thank God. What about that one touching him his garment, son? It dried up in her. She told him everything. Amen. That's right. Praise God. 12 years like that. Praise God. She says, notice what it said. She felt within her, thank God it dried up. There's a feeling, amen. On the outside, I like the peace of God. Hallelujah, thank God. I'm telling you, if you get saved, he that hath an ear, let him hear. Amen to God, the Holy Ghost will talk to you. Amen. And I want to ask you tonight, thank God, God put this old verse, this little old verse on my heart. Amen, about the sower and the seed and the soil. Amen. I've been preached a lot of times, no doubt better than what I preached tonight. But I'm telling you one thing, brother. Amen. There'll be a difference in the soil, amen, when the seed gets in it. It'll bring forth a birth in time. Amen. There's always a dealings of God and conviction. God saves immediately. It ain't a progressive salvation. It's an immediate salvation. Amen. When that sinner comes into their cell, cries out to God for salvation. Amen. And him that comes to me, I don't know why he's cast out. Praise God. I'm glad he didn't leave me alone. I'm glad, thank God. Amen. He saved me and he's still,
Amen, doing the work in me.
Amen, I'm saved and being saved. Thank God, friend, I'm telling you what. Amen, praise God. One day I'll be completely, I'm already completely saved in the eyes of God. I'm saved to the uttermost in the eyes of God. Amen, I've got eternal life, friend. Thank God, I'm glorified in the eyes of God. But it ain't happened yet in time. One day this old body's going to put off. Thank God, and take an incorruptible.
It's corruptible, must put on incorruption.
Amen. It all started with a seed, friend, being sown in my heart one day, under the gospel preached to my soul. Amen. What kind of ground are you tonight, friend? I mean, has the devil hardened your heart and stole the seed? Amen. Are you shallow tonight? You thought you had it, and you said, praise God, I like that preaching, made a profession, but my friend, you hadn't lived for God in years. Are you like that thorny ground where the seed is sown, but that world and all that lust and everything you living in just chokes it out and you can't grab hold of it? Are you that good ground, thank God, where it got into the ground? Amen. It made a difference in your life, made you a new creature in Christ. What is it tonight? Thank God, as God speaks to you, ask God's blessing on the Word. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you tonight for letting me preach. Thank you for the liberty to preach. Thank you for these dear people, Lord. Brother Brent and Miss Amelia coming to sing good songs tonight, Lord, in our heart. God, I thank you for it. God, everything lined up to what you wanted. I pray you sanctify the Word to every heart that heard tonight and them that will hear. And get glory and honor and praise from it. We'll thank you and ask your blessing now in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for taking time out tonight to watch. I appreciate you taking time out anytime we're on here and watching and sharing it. And thank God, liking it. Amen. If you really like it. And I praise God for you. Thank you. God bless the good church here at Westside. I love you and appreciate you. And them that watch, thank God for you, your friendships and your kindness down through the years. Brethren, pray for us as we pray for you. God bless you is our prayer.